Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
You're listening to the Hammer and Nigel Show.
That was quite the beatdown Purdue laid on Utah. Was it Utah State?
Yes.
Yesterday. Purdue scored over 100, right?
They did. They put it on them.
Wow.
Now, the road gets tough from here on out. Each week it gets tougher. Sweet 16, Purdue survived the first weekend, something they had a problem with a year ago. But it's an interesting road because you've got Gonzaga this Friday night up in Detroit, where I anticipate Purdue is going to have a big home court advantage in terms of fans. Gonzaga doesn't really travel that well, especially cross-country. But here's the thing about March Madness. If Gonzaga's hanging around that game, you're going to see the fans of Creighton and Tennessee start rooting for Gonzaga. So it kind of becomes a road game at that point. Even though you have more fans there, that's the way it works in March. Everybody roots for the underdog when they're inside the arena. Purdue already beat Gonzaga earlier this year.
I was going to say, they already had a win.
And Gonzaga's playing a lot better now, and they'll play the winner of Tennessee against Creighton, two teams that are playing pretty well, and Purdue's already beaten Tennessee earlier this year. But man, that was a slugfest of a game. Physical, a lot of fouls, a little pushing and shoving. So if it comes down to that, man, I'm here for it.
So, like, I don't want to jinx anything, but, you know, looking ahead, if Purdue beats Gonzaga and Tennessee beats Creighton, I mean, you love Tennessee.
I do.
Right? I mean, you're a big Tennessee fan. Who are you rooting for? Purdue, Tennessee.
Good old Rocky Top.
Oh, wow.
Woo! Rocky Ooh. Top, Tennessee. But man,
Blue on you.
This has been a fun tournament to watch.
Yeah,
I mean, we've had overtime games and, you know, breakout stars. My favorite two breakout stars of the tournament were the balding old college kid from Oakland that hit all the three-pointers against Kentucky.
Yeah.
Jack Golkey is his name. He looks like Jeremy Piven in PCU. He's got like a receding hairline, and he was a Division II guy that transferred. And next thing you know, he's hit 10 three-pointers and knocks out Kentucky.
He looks like he's 35 years old.
Right. I love this dude. Love this guy. 10 of 20 from the three-point line in that game. Zero assists. That's my kind of guy. Chuck it up. We're not taking any two-pointers. We're not passing the ball. It's going up. And my other favorite player in the tournament is the big fat guy from NC State. DJ Burns. I love this dude.
That's a big guy. That's a big man.
New round mound of rebound. And he's got some moves down low. If you've seen NC State play, this dude is a force. They've got him listed at 275 on the program.
Ooh.
If he's 275, I weigh 100 pounds. This dude has not seen 275 in a long time. Man, the ratings for March Madness, the highest they've been in 9 years.
Wonder why. Any theories?
I think it's a wide open kind of field.
Yeah.
Like, there isn't one dominant team this year. UConn is really good. Purdue is really good. But it's not like an undefeated Kentucky or UNLV or the 76 Hoosiers are rolling in here. I think this is a wide open deal. And I think it's the rise of gambling. More and more people are betting on these games. And I think that has an impact here. So if you're feeling pretty low about your picks in the tournament, if you had Kentucky in the Final Four or Auburn in the Final Four, there may be hope for you yet.
Awoke this morning feeling blue, uninspired, dreading work? You may be suffering from bracketosis.
Bracketosis.
Sadness whenever you check the office standings and see your March Madness bracket is dead last. Because you picked Auburn over Yale, St. Mary's over Grand Canyon, and had Kentucky winning it all. Now look, you'd rather move to the woods and live off crickets and pond water than deal with an office where everyone knows you did worse than Donna in HR.
Is Duke a person?
Bracketosis has no cure. The good news is you can prevent it from recurring next year by taking the $20 you normally would pay to enter the office pool and setting it on fire. Bracketosis. Because nobody should have to finish behind Donna in HR.
Is Gonzaga a cheese?
I love it, man. And Jason on Twitter hits us up at Hammer and Nigel. Going back to the Oakland player, Jack Golkey. He's older than Tyrese Halliburton, and Halliburton's been in the NBA for, I think, 3 years now. Like, if you look at the average age of the North Carolina Tar Heels right now, they're older than the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Wow.
So some of these teams that have these, you know, COVID year seniors.
It's the fifth year COVID thing.
Right. Transfer people. They're up there in age, but I love the balding dude from Oakland. They got knocked out in the second round, but they took it to overtime. And the fat guy from NC State. Those are my favorite.
Okay.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.